Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of our first 3 years. The scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I can't believe that it's almost Christmas and Thanksgiving. It is so amazing how the time is flying by. I can't seem to keep up with it, but I want it to slow down. It is just moving too fast for me. I mean, just the other day, the first October 2nd, was my daughter's wedding day, and now it's been 2 weeks since she's been married. I can't believe that, because it seemed like it was just yesterday. It's so amazing how the time is flying. But God is good. He'll lead us through each and every day. Tonight, we're going to talk about prayer, how prayer changes things. And the first thing I would like to read tonight . Prayer is power, and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may seem. God is your present in time of trouble. You don't have to stand back helplessly and hold your breath through the years. You can make the difference through prayer. Let me read that again, because it is so true. Prayer is powerful, and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may seem. God is your present in time of trouble. You don't have to stand back helplessly and hold your breath through the years. You can make the difference through prayer. Well, I am going to go to Colossians chapter 4, 1 and 2. This past weekend, we had a guest speaker at our pastor's anniversary, 20th anniversary. And she was one of our ministers before, but she left and started the church in Texas. Her name is Reverend Eileen Benson. And she spoke this week regarding prayer. And her topic was, the door will open if you pray. The door will open if you pray. Colossians 4, 1 and 2. She also read other verses too, but 1 and 2, she was focusing on the verse 1 and 2. And I will read. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version tonight. Master, deal with your slaves, are your servant, justly and fairly, knowing that also you have a master in heaven. Be earnest and unworried and steadfast in your prayer life, being both alert and intent in your praying with thanksgiving. It is so important that you always pray with thanksgiving. She indicated that devote yourself to prayer and to do it continuously. And when you do that, expect God to come to see about you. Don't become discouraged. Just say, Lord, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help that I know. She also indicated to be present when you pray. At first, when she said that, I didn't understand exactly what she meant. But be present when you pray. She indicated it's important that you have no interruption. Be totally into God. Let all your surroundings be present, not to have any disturbance while you're praying. Meditate on his word. Be there and not let have any distraction. Be watchful. Keep watch and pray. And praise him in prayer. I would like to read some of the things that I do when I'm in prayer. In the morning when I pray before I go to work, I've always been told by many other pastors always to praise him first. There are things that we want to go to him each and every day for. We are praying for others. We are praying for ourselves. We are praying for our children. But before we start asking him for favors, praise him. Talk to him about him before you start talking about other people in your family. God is a jealous God, so it's always important to let him know how much you love him, adore him, and just praise him. Some of the verses that I go to when I go into prayer, one of my favorites is Psalm 34. It reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. My life makes it booth in the Lord. Let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I'm going to read some others. Psalms 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy and loving kindness are great towards us, and the truth and faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Another one that I There are several of them that I read before I go into prayer. If I'm running a little bit late for work, I sometimes just read one of them. But when I have more time to pray and get up early enough, there are others that I also use as well. Excuse me for turning to making noise with the pages. Psalms 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. Psalms 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious and loving. Praise is becoming and appropriate. Psalms 40:148. Praise the Lord. Well, praise him for the heavens. Praise him for the angels. Praise him for the moon. Praise him for the sunlight. Praise him for the stars. And praise him, the highest heaven and the waters above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he's commanded and they were created. And last, Psalms 149. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Praise him in the cymbals of his saints. And one more, Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the heavens of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpets, songs. Praise him with lutes and harps. Let everything that breathes and everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise be the Lord. Yes, we must praise him. We may acknowledge him first before we go into prayer. We must let him know how much we love him and how much we adore him. And going back to the scripture of Colossians, chapter 4, 1 and 2, how she indicated that it's so important that you be present when you're praying. Take time. Sometimes just light some candles. I have something that my kids gave me one Christmas. It's a pitcher with water, a waterfall. And when you plug it up, it's electrical. When you plug it up, it has sounds of the fall, the watering, the water just flowing down, the peace. You know, whenever you, if you ever walked on the beach, I feel so close to God when I, for some reason, when I'm on the beach, walking down the beach, something about the water. And whenever I go to any vacation, anything, and there's a beach, I always make sure that I go and just walk. And I feel so at peace. It seems like God is right there before me. And the And the peace that is there. I just love walking and talking to God. You get a different feeling. So try that next time when, and I'm sure many of you have already tried that. And you can feel the peace of God there. But if you haven't, try that next time you're on the beach. It just, I have had so many experiences with God on the beach. One time what happened, I went walking and talking to him. And as I talked and prayed to him about different things and different family members praying for them,
there were so many things that he started showing me in my mind. There's so many things about certain people that I had prayed for that he was giving me some insight about. And there were things that he put in my mind to go back to talk to them about. And I did. I was obedient and delivering the thoughts that I felt that God had spoken to me to them. And they were very appreciative and accepted what I had told them. There's so many things that can happen when you bring God. You can sit there in his presence. Just make sure it's peaceful, it's pleasant, there's no noise. Burn your candle, just like I have this waterfall. It's just bringing God in your presence, meditating on his word, and just knowing that he's there. And prayer. Prayer is so powerful. And sometimes I've heard ministers said, pray until he shows up. Sometimes I'm running a little bit late in the morning, so I probably don't hear him at times because I'm rushing and trying to get to work and so forth. But when you have that time where you're not rushed, you can hear him. You can hear him if you would sit there and just be present and be watchful, just like Reverend Denson said, to be watchful, listening out what he's going to tell you to do and answering your prayers. He doesn't always talk to you right then. He can talk to you later. But if you tune in and bring him in, if you can find that peace. Sometimes I have an altar in my bathroom. My master bath has a garden tub. Sometimes I have laid there on the floor and just meditate, and it's such a peaceful moment being there in the presence of God. So your prayer times should be very special. Sometimes I know we pray when we are in our cars, in our office, at work. Sometimes we just, in certain places in our homes that we have made prayer times a prayer place for. Whatever time that you use in whatever location, just bring him in your presence and first praise him, letting him know how much you appreciate all the things that he has done for you and your family and friends. Just love on him. Sometimes, you know what I do? It might be strange to you, but I feel peace at peace. Sometimes I want a hug. And for us that have lost our spouses, sometimes we need that love. Sometimes I lean my head on the side, and I said, God, I need a hug right now. Right now I'm a little bit, maybe sometimes depressed, lonely, and I just need that hug. And when I lean my head to the shoulder, I feel that I'm leaning on God's shoulder because I've brought him in the present of that moment and that hour, and he lets me know. He gives me that comfort that I need sometimes. And just try it, because many times I get discouraged and I get tired of doing things by myself, wanting someone else to be able to do it for me. Something happens to the car, I have plumbing problem, I have air condition problem, something is broken. Oh, the biggest thing I have experienced, it might be little to you, but the biggest thing I first experienced when I lost my husband, when the light bulb in the ceiling and my kitchen went out. You know what I did? I got the little stool and the little bulb, and I stood up on that stool. And you know what I did? I cried. I could not stop crying because I never had to change a bulb, I wouldn't say in my life, but since I was married. Never had to. Whenever anything was wrong in the house, my husband would always take care of it. All I had to do was tell him, "Honey, we need some light bulb to be changed in the kitchen." Anything. But when I had to go up on that stool and change that light bulb for the first time, I just cried. But after I stopped crying, guess what? I still had to change that bulb by myself. So sometimes, regardless of the situation, you still got to do what you got to do. But God helped me. He helped me through that same little simple little problem. He also can help you with big problems too. Just go to him in prayer. He will answer prayer. He has answered many for me. So let's praise, always be mindful, and praise him first, because it's so important that we acknowledge him, because he's definitely a jealous God. Does anyone want to say anything tonight about praying? If you'd like to come on the air, you can. Just let me know. Just give me the signal by calling, going back and hitting, clicking on one. And you can come in, tune in and talk about, give me a testimony about prayer. Tell me how you spend your time in prayer. Is it something that you do different? But just know that he will answer prayer. I have some other readings as well. And afterwards, I have some announcements. Prayer. Pray and ask God for everything you need. Always giving thanks. Prayer is quite simply conversation with God, with the joyous privilege we have to be able to speak to him, Almighty God, whenever we desire. How could you ever get enough of times with him? Meet with him often to talk about your life. Tell him your troubles and leave your worries at his feet. Confess your sins to him and receive his forgiveness. Tell him how much you love him and how grateful you are to be his daughter. He's always ready to listen. When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with your heart. That's Jeremiah 29, verse 12 through 13. Is there a great need in your life? Something you have been struggling with and can't seem to find the answer for? God says to bring it to him, just not once, but again and again and again. Keep asking and keep praying. Keep reminding him of his promises. Like a child who campaigns for a new bite, never gives up. And you know that. When that child wants a toy, he's going to keep asking for it. So keep asking God for it as well. Seek God and keep on seeking him. He hears you each and every time, and he will reward you your persistence and your patience after you prove your heart to him. Tonight, it's all about praying, and don't forget to pray for others. We have some widows are not doing well. We have widows whose family members are not doing well. Let's pray for each other. Also, I have a couple of announcements. We have 5 more minutes. We had a meeting this past Saturday, and we talked about our Christmas gathering. And we are going to have our Christmas gathering the third Saturday in December. We haven't decided the location yet because we're asking others for their opinion as far as the location, so we'll get that back to you soon. We're going to have a Thanksgiving walk with the Gloss. Sheila, if you would like to come on the air and talk more about that walk, you can. The walk, Sheila's daughter has a ministry for girls, and it's called Gloss, and we're going to join them this Thanksgiving, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, from 8:30, starting at 8:30, at the Stone Mountain.
Park. Okay, Mary.
Yes. Sheila, go ahead and announce that.
Okay, I sure will. I hope everybody is just doing so wonderful this evening as we have about 30 minutes left in this day. But I did want to invite everyone out to GLOSS, which stands for God's Ladies of Significance and Service. And it's an organization for young ladies between the ages of 5 and 25 who seeks a closer walk with God. And every year one of the annual events is a Thanksgiving Family Fun Day Walk. And this year it's being held on the Saturday following Thanksgiving, which will be Saturday, November 28th, I believe that's what it is. And
yes,
we'll be meeting at 8:30 a.m. at Stone Mountain Park. And this year the walk is designed to be thankful for those people that God has placed in our lives that are special to us, our family members and our friends. But we also want to do it jointly with the next chapter because we're going to also remember those family members and friends that are no longer with us. So many times our young ladies in part of the group as well as other youth that you may know sometimes take our family members for granted. So during this walk, we want us to be in remembrance of those who have passed on that were significant to us, as well as giving thanks to those who are still with us. So we're joining, asking everybody to come out. We do need you to pre-register in advance. We're asking for a donation of no particular amount, but we would like for you to make a donation to the organization to help out GLOSS as well as the next chapter. If you have any questions, you can certainly give Mary or I a call. Okay, Mary, I think that pretty much sums that up.
Okay, thank you, Sheila. And one other announcement before we leave the air. I am going to have a coupon class, how to clip those coupons and save. I'm waiting for my girlfriend is going to teach a class because she is a coupon diva. She can go to the supermarket and spend $100. I mean, not spend $100. She can purchase $100 worth of grocery and spend less than $10 for it. She's going to teach us how to clip those coupons and save. In our next show, I will tell you the date when we're going to have that class. It's going to be a free coupon class. All you have to do is bring your Sunday paper and bring a couple of dollars with you for some expenses. I'm going to ask for you to bring $5 in singles and a newspaper. So I will give you the date next Tuesday. And she is so great. I saved so much money. I bought a carton of milk on Saturday and paid 50 cents for it. And there were so many other things that I got for free, but I don't have time to explain. But we're going to have a coupon class. So I hope that you will enjoy and have a safe and wonderful week. May God bless you and keep you and just be prayerful. Don't stop praying. Believe that God will answer prayer. Love you.
my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
You lay
and its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind. Love is felt
most
when it's genuine.
I
had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today,
when I think
about all I've been through,